Time Keeping by Things with Wings, read by Blue Yeti. McKay shows up at Shepherd's quarters at 20:00 on Tuesday, carrying a movie or a chessboard. He leaves between 22:00 and 23:00, carrying a movie or a chessboard, looking as immaculate as he did when he entered. Shepherd shows up at McKay's quarters at 19:00 on Thursday, carrying a deck of cards, or a DVD of a game, football, hockey, whatever. He leaves between 23:00 and 23:30, carrying a deck of cards, or a DVD of a game, looking as immaculate as he did when he entered. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, Dr. Brown spends time with Lieutenant Delgado, usually in Delgado's quarters. Katie always leaves looking as immaculate as she did when she entered. But sometimes Melanie, saying goodbye at the door, is visible from the hall. Rumpled, her hair messed up, her buttons misaligned. This is because she works out after her duty shift, before Katie comes by, and sometimes forgets to shower and tidy up before receiving visitors. On Saturdays, Shepherd and Delgado run the Puddle Jumper flight training program. McKay and Brown eat a meal together, someplace public. McKay holds her hand awkwardly, or Brown kisses him close-lipped and too fast. This is because they are both nervous, both inexperienced, both bad with relationships. There is a rumor going around. There has always been a rumor going around that Shepherd and Taylor are sleeping together. Shepherd disavows these rumors without defensiveness. The fact that he is so careful, so thoughtful, so emotionless in his disavowal only proves how much he cares for Taylor and for her honor. One day, in the lab, several scientists overhear Shepherd and McKay arguing, in tones too low to hear at first, then rising. McKay's voice, "Am I gonna fucking marry her?" cut off at the end of the sentence, clipped neatly, as if by garden shears. Delgado's always been followed by the whispers. There are few enough women in the armed services, and fewer still in the Marines. She is caught, once, with Major Lorne, shoving him up against the wall, in the little alcove off the cafeteria. Stupid, really. They both only narrowly avoid fraternization charges. But after that, the whispers change. Butch and slut, but no longer lesbo or dyke. It'll do. On Saturdays, lying with Katie in her bed after mediocre sex, Rodney thinks, "We're not getting away with anything." On Tuesdays and Thursdays, lying with John in his bed after mediocre sex, Rodney thinks, "There's nothing to get away with." The end.